part of the last question was whether AI is possible in principle. There are arguments from Dreyfus that maybe you could interpret as saying otherwise. I don't believe that for a minute. I think that superintelligence is probably logically possible. Certainly human-level intelligence is possible in biological computers, namely our own brains. I don't see any practical reason why we won't be able to build such things. I don't think there's a hardware limitation. I think it's mainly a question of how do we build the right software, and we don't know how to do it yet. That's the first thing. The second is there is exponential progress, but not uniformly. So there's exponential progress in our ability to identify photographs. Is this a person? Is this a dog? And so forth. So there's exponential progress in understanding pictures. Well, understanding is too strong a word, in identifying pictures, classifying pictures. But there's not exponential progress, and in fact, not even linear progress, in certain other things, like deep natural language understanding, where a system can read something and really understand who did what to whom and where and why and so forth. And so as a particular example, I was just looking up the basics of international humanitarian law. Here's Wikipedia's formulation of one of the principles. Attacks shall be directed solely against legitimate military targets. Well, we have no idea how to program a computer to identify what is a military target, what is a legitimate military target, even what an attack is. So we're much better at identifying pictures than we are abstractions about governments and relations and military conflict and so forth. So the real problem that I've been trying to emphasize today comes from the decoupling of those two things. We can build AI systems that do the picture identification quite well, but we can't do the AI that understands abstractions about military conflict at all. And so the present place we are in history, and this will change over time, but the present place we are in history is people can build autonomous weapons if they choose to do so. They're just not very smart because they capitalize on the exponential progress in identifying photographs, and there is no corresponding progress in identifying someone's role in a conflict. And so it's sort of like, it's not a perfect metaphor, but a teenager knows how to drive a car but doesn't have the judgment about when is a good time to drive the car and when not. We don't know how to build that judgment into the systems, but we can build systems that are physically capable of directing projectiles at human beings using the visual identification to find those human beings. Maybe 50 years from now or 100 years from now, we'll be able to build in the nuance of IHL, but I agree with Stuart, we certainly can't do it now. And yet we can build the machines. That's the puzzle that we're facing.